Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Kicked off your 10-year anniversary tour last night in Fremantle. So where was this band at in 2008? What did Dizzy Death Rays look like then?
It's just Simon and I, and we were, I don't know, we had a spare room in our house that we used to write songs in. And we kind of, I think we were in a band before that, which sort of, we didn't really want to, oh, we tried to get gigs and no one gave us any gigs. So right. When we started this band, we decided that we just wanted to do house parties.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Cool. So 2008 was when we played our first house party. And it was around October.
Someone's like one of your mates?
Yeah, one of our mates.
Did you ever play like parties, like birthday parties for random people or anything?
No, it wasn't like we weren't a band for hire. We just wanted to play house parties, like you know.
Yeah. With the room that was made into a studio, I've seen a few of those before.
Wow, studio.
Well,
it had a mattress on the wall.
So I was going to say, how did you soundproof it? Was it a mattress? Because some people go for the egg cartons, I know that.
Yeah, there was just it actually didn't have a door, so we just put a mattress up instead of a door.
That for
was
privacy.
That was a soundproofing.
So over the last 10 years, if you had to pick a highlight of the band's career, what would it be? Is there a single moment you can nail it down to?
Touring with Violent Soho was definitely a highlight. Touring or doing shows with Foo Fighters over the years. Mm. And because that's sort of stepping up from doing, you know, dive bar gigs to a stadium. It's kind of, there's no sort of.
Is that the progression? Is it house parties, dive bars, stadiums?
Well, it kind of went like house parties, a couple of dive bars, a couple of real venues, then a stadium, then dive bars again.
Yeah. It's all over the shop.
Yeah. That's our band.
Is there a lesson that you've learned over that time as well, playing all those different shows, if you had to give advice to an up-and-coming band?
I'd like to say we have learned some things, but
just no matter what, keep writing songs.
Right.
Because when we took time off and we just toured for 2 years, it was really hard to get back into writing. So I think that's like the one thing I can always pass on to anyone. Make sure you keep writing songs.
Bloody Lovely is obviously, you know, only just dropped really. It's done really well. But are you writing songs now or have you given yourself a little bit
of
a break?
I think we've got another record sort of demoed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's all right then.
Yeah. So that's where you've got some songs written, you've played them, but you haven't like properly recorded them?
Yeah, I haven't recorded them yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's at least an album worth there, I think.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.